Today's Amud is Yufamah Sadi Gimel Amud Aleph. We're holding on Sadi Beis Amud Beis, 11 lines from the bottom, by the words Amr Reb Yanai. So we mentioned previously a Machlaikas Rav and Shmuel about whether or not there's Tfisas Kedushin with Yuvamah Lashuk. Someone who's a Shemer is Yavam, she marries someone Lashuk, is the Kedushin Chal or not? Mistama, you would assume that Lefila Chachamim, that normally Kedushin is Taifis with Chayve Laban, so the Isser of Yuvamah Lashuk is Chayve Laban, and there should be Tfisas Kedushin. Ma'isa Rav Rada Drasha, that Loisi Yeisha Sameis Achut Zalishar, Loisiya means that there is no Kedushin, Shmuel is Mesupik about it, so Machlaikas about whether there's Tfisas Kedushin with Yuvamah Lashuk. Says the Gemara that Amar Rabbi Yanai v'chabura nimnu v'gamru, they took a vote in the base medrash and they came out that in kedushin taifsin biyavama, that there is no tfisas kedushin with the yavama. There's no tfisas kedushin. Now Amar le Rabbi Yochanan, Rabbi Yochanan said to Rabbi Yanai, he said to him, Rabbi, why are you coming with this whole vote in the base medrash in your yeshiva? They're taking a vote. Is there tfisas kedushin? And there's no tfisas kedushin. Says Rabbi Yochanan, he says, Rabbi, loy mishnah seinihizu, isn't it a mafersh a mishnah that there's no tfisas kedushin? What do we need your vote for? It's a mafersh a mishnah that there's no tfisas kedushin. That now we learned in the mishnah, in the Sakhas Bava Metzia, the Mishnah says, "Aimer li isha harei am mikudashes li laachershet is gayir." So you have a guy, he goes to a Jewish woman who he has interest in marrying, and he says to her, "You should know, I'm in the middle of converting. I'm in the middle of the process, and I want to give you some kesef right now. I'll do the ma'is to kedusha right now. But obviously, I'm a guy right now. The kedusha can't be typeface with me right now. I'm about to convert. Next week, I'm converting. When I convert." As soon as I come out of the mikvah, so the kedushin should be chal right away at that moment. That harei amikudashesli, I'm giving you this ring, amenasa, we should be married. La'achashet is gayer right after I convert. Or you have the same story, but the reverse. It's she's the one who's not yet Jewish. She's in the middle of the conversion process, and he says that this is the ring. We should be married. La'achashet is gayri right after your conversion is finished. Or he says la'achashet is shtachrer. He's an eved. He says after I'm freed. Or she's a shivcha, and he says la'achar shetishtachri, after you're freed, the condition should be chal. Or this guy's married to the woman's sister, so now we can't marry her because it's achis isha, so he can't marry her. But he says, that would be the next case. This case, the woman's married, so obviously he can't marry her. She's an eshes ish. But they're already making plans. He says, La'achar shiyamuz ba'aleich, after your husband dies, I guess maybe he was sick in the hospital, he says, you shouldn't worry, don't worry so much, I'm going to marry you, here, I'm even going to give you the ring right now, the kedushin should be chal right when your husband dies. Or, La'achar shetamuz achiseich, in this case, he's married to the woman's sister, and maybe also she was sick in the hospital, and he says to his sister-in-law, he says to his wife's sister, right now I can't marry you, you're an achis isha, but you should know, I'm going to take care of you after your sister dies. La'achar shetamuz achiseich, the kedushin should be chal. So in all these cases, he's doing the ma'isa kedushin at a time that there's no tfisas kedushin, and he's stipulating that the kedushin should be chal later when it is shayich that for them to be married. He says to her, you're right now a shemeres yavam, I can't marry you now, here's the ring, we should be married after your yavam does chalitza to you. In all of these cases, eina mikudashas, the halacha is that the kedushin is not chal, even after he converts, even after she converts, after he's freed, after she's freed, after the matzav changes and they become mutter to each other, afal pikein, the kedushin that they did earlier cannot be chal. The reason is because ein adam makna davar shloi ba'la'ilam, you can't make a kinyan with something which doesn't yet exist. Since at the time that he's giving her the ring, since at the time he's giving her the kesef kedushin, it's a time that they're forbidden to each other, that there's not just forbidden, but that there's no tfisas kedushin. Since at the time they're trying to get married, there is no tfisas kedushin, so it's a davar shloi ba'la'ilam. They're talking about something which doesn't yet exist, the matziv that they could be with each other. So even though they're stipulating that it should only be chal later, but they're doing the ma'isa kinyan right now, you can't make a ma'isa kinyan on something which doesn't yet exist. So that's why in all of these cases, the halacha is ein mikudashas, the kedushin is not chal. Now, one of these cases, was a case of a Shemeres Yavam, where a man says to a Shemeres Yavam that after your Yavam does Chalitza to you, our Kedushin should be Chal. I'm giving you the Kesef right now. After your Yavam does Chalitza to you. And that's one of the cases of Davar Shaloi Ba'ilam, where the Mishnah says it's Eina Mekudashas. So you see that right now there's no Tfisas Kedushin. Right now it's a Davar Shaloi Ba'ilam. So even though they're stipulating that it should be Chal later, since right now it's a Davar Shaloi Ba'ilam, because right now they're forbidden to each other and there's no tfisas kedushin, so you see, so that's why it's ein mikudasha. So but it's a verse in the Mishnah that there's no tfisas kedushin with the yavam alashuk. So says Rabbi Yochanan to Rabbi Yanai, why do you have to take a whole vote in the base medrash? Well, chayra, it's a mefirsh in Mishnah that there's no tfisas kedushin with the yavam alashuk. So Amar Leis, so Rabbi Yanai said back to his Talmud, he said back to Rabbi Yochanan that you should know, you're right, that's taka the correct pshat in the Mishnah. The pshat is because there's no tfizas kedushin with the Yavam and Lashuk. And you got it, in a chanami, that's the pshat in the Mishnah. But Ilav the Delayla Chaspa, mi Mishkachas Marganisa, to say, if I wouldn't have picked up the piece of the shard, the broken shard, would you have found the diamond underneath? Meaning it's true, that's a gem over here. You're saying a great pshat in the Mishnah. That has to be the pshat. But it's very easy to say it after the fact, after I told you the chiddush, that there's no tefisas kedusha with the Yavam al-Lashuk. Now you're like, oh, that's taka pshat in the Mishnah above Mitzia. But without me having told you that there's no tefisas kedusha with the Yavam al-Lashuk, so you wouldn't have figured it out that that's the pshat in the Mishnah above Mitzia. It's only because I picked up the shard, that's why you found the gem that's hiding underneath. So that's what Rabbi Yanai said back to Rabbi Yochanan, that in a chanami, that is the pshat in the Mishnah, but you still needed me to say the actual chiddush straight out. Amar le Reish Lakish, Reish Lakish said to Rabbi Yochanan, that I see that Rabbi Yanai was giving you a whole praise, that you found a gem, that your pshat in the Mishnah is like a gem, that it's a good pshat in the Mishnah. You should know, Ilav de Kasalcha Gavra Rabba, if not for the fact that a great man was praising you, that Rabbi Yanai was praising you over your pshat in the Mishnah, so Hava Aminolach, I would have told you, if you would have asked me, I would have said, Hava Aminolach Ana, I would have said, that no, that's not even pshat in the Mishnah. The pshat the mission is not because there's no tefisas kedushin in general with the yavam l'shuk, because leisiyah means that there's no leisiyah ba'avaya, that there's no tefisas kedushin. I would have told you that masnis and Rabbi Akiva. I would have told you that mission above mitziyah is going like Rabbi Akiva. The Amar in kedushin types in b'chayve lavin, who says as a general rule that there's no tefisas kedushin in b'chayve lavin, and amongst the b'chayve lavin is yavam l'shuk, not because there's a special din of yavam l'shuk that even l'fi l'chachamim there's no tefisas kedushin. I would have told you that the mission is going like Rabbi Akiva, that's the pshat in the Mishnah. But not that there's a raya from here that everybody agrees that by Yavam al-Lashuk there's no tefisas kedushin. I would have told you that the Mishnah is going like Rabbi Akiva. Says the Gemara back though, that no, that can't be pshat in the Mishnah. You can't explain the pshat in the Mishnah just by simply saying that it's going like Rabbi Akiva. Because it's true Rabbi Akiva holds that there's no tefisas kedushin with the Yavam al-Lashuk, and therefore this is a davar shaloi ba la'ilam, because right now there's no tefisas kedushin, so this is a davar shaloi ba la'ilam. But says the Gemara of Rabbi Akiva, if the Mishnah is going like Rabbi Akiva, so then ki amr la la'achar shi'achlu tzlech yivmeich, when he says to her that we should be married after your Yavam does chalitza to you, so litfisi ba kedushay, in this case, after the chalitza is done, so at least then the kedushin should be chal. Ah, it's a davar shlobo la'ilam. Who cares? Dashmin and leil Rabbi Akiva, the amar adam makne davar shlobo la'ilam. Rabbi Akiva shita is that a person could make a kinyan on something which is lobo la'ilam. So it's true if you Rabbi Akiva, that's a simple way of explaining why this is considered a case of a davar shlobo la'ilam, because Rabbi Akiva holds there's no tefisas kedushin with chayvei lavin. But saying that the mishnas Rabbi Akiva wouldn't work because Rabbi Akiva wouldn't have a problem with it being a davar shel bala ilam, because he holds a person can make a kinyan on something which doesn't yet exist, on a massive which doesn't yet exist, and therefore the kedushin should be chal in this case. So that's why that would not be a working pshat for the Mishnah to say that the Mishnah is Rabbi Akiva. Now, how do we know that Rabbi Akiva shita is that ada makna davar shel bala ilam? Did not. Because we learned in a Mishnah Misachas Ksubis, so the Mishnah over there says that Kainim Shani Aisa Lepicha. A wife says to her husband, normally her Maisi Adayim goes to her husband, whatever salary she makes goes to her husband. Here she says to him, I'm making a neder that with all my Maisi Adayim, that Kainim Shani Aisa Lepicha, that whatever I make should be usher to you. So the halacha is, says the Tanakama, is ein sarach lahafir. In such a case, the husband doesn't even need to be made for her neder, since it's something that she's meshuvet to him for. She's meshuvet to give him her salary, so therefore she has no right to make such a neder. And the Tanakama says that the husband doesn't even have to make a hafaras nedarim. He doesn't even have to annul her under her neder, that which he says that whatever I make in the future is going to be usher to you, because she has no rights to make such a neder. Whereas Rabbi Akiva Aimer Yafer, Rabbi Akiva says that no, the husband has to be mefer. Ah, she's meshubit to him. Yeah, but shemet hadif alav yaiser min aroyloi. She's meshubit to him a certain amount, but maybe she's going to make much more. Maybe she'll end up making more than what she's meshubit to him for. So since she might end up making extra, and on that extra, her neder could be chal. So therefore, the husband would have to be mefer her neder. Now wait a second. Isn't her salary, her future salary, something which is and afal peaking, the neder could be chal on it. The neder could be chal on davar shlo bal oilam, which the Gemara is equating with making a kinyan on something which is lo bal oilam. So how could it be chal? Elamai, you see that, well, really, both of you, the Tanakama and Rabbi Akiva, that a person could make chalais on something which is lo bal oilam. Rabbi Akiva holds imamish has to even do afaras nedarim because Hashem and Tadif olav. The Tanakama says that she's meshubitim, so the neder can't be chal. But be'etzem, you see that a person could make a chalais on something which is loy bala ilam. So this is the raya that Rabbi Kiva Shita is that the makna davar shlo bala ilam. However, says the Gemara, it's not really a raya, because ha'itmar Allah, it was said about that machlaikas, that amrav hu nebreid Rav Yeshua ba'imerez yikdeshu yadai la isayim, that we're discussing a case of bala ilam. We're discussing a case not that she said about the money that she'll make in the future, that it should be hacked, that it should be kainim. Rather, she said yikdeshu yadai, that my hands, which is existing right here in front of her, my hands should be hektish to their maker. And her hands exist in this world. Now, what she meant was that any future money that she makes should be usher to her husband. But the way she said it was by making the chalais on something which is ba'alam. She was making the chalais on her hands. Since she was making the chalais on her hands, which is something which already was ba'alam, that's why everybody agrees that be'etzem, she could make a chalais on those. Machlaikis, whether or not she has too much of a shiva for it to be chal. But be'etzem, everybody agrees that she can make a chalais. Not because it's a other maknadavar shobala ilam, but rather because the lashon of her kai name was that it's chal on her hands, which is something which is bala ilam. That's why it was chal. So there's no raya that Rabbi Akiva Shita is at Adam Akna Davar Shol Bala Ilam, and therefore it would have theoretically been possible to explain that Mishnah Bava Mitzia that Rabbi Yochanan mentioned as going like Rabbi Akiva. Not that as a general rule Kedushin is not taifes with Yivam Lashuk, but rather it's going like Rabbi Akiva, who holds that as a general klal that there's no tefisas Kedushin by Chayve Lavin. But now this that the Gemara says that lefi Rabbi Akiva, that lefi Rabbi Akiva ain't adam makna davar shel bal oilam. I mean, the Gemara is refuting the raya from the Mishnah in Ksubis, and the Gemara is saying that really it could be that even lefi Rabbi Akiva ain't adam makna davar shel bal oilam. That case, that machlekes of kainim shani oisav lefiha, was talking about a case where she said yikdeshu yadai lo isayim, where she spoke about her hands. But really Rabbi Akiva shita is that ain't adam makna davar shel bal oilam. You cannot make a chalais on something which doesn't yet exist. Says the Gemara, that possibility that Rabbi Akiva holds in adam makna davar shel bal oilam is upligid Rav Nachman bar Yitzchak, is not like what Rav Nachman bar Yitzchak says. Rav Nachman bar Yitzchak said lahedya that if you Rabbi Akiva adam makna davar shel bal oilam. The Amr Rav Nachman bar Yitzchak, Rav Nachman bar Yitzchak said a whole chain, a whole list of a whole line of mesira that Rav Huna kerav, Rav Huna held like his Rebbe Rav, the Rav held like his Rebbe Yanai. So Rashi explains each one was each other's Rebbe. Rebbe Yanai k'Rebbe Chia, Rebbe Chia k'Rebbe, Rebbe k'Rebbe Meir, Rebbe Meir k'Rebbe Eliezer ben Yaakov, Rebbe Eliezer ben Yaakov k'Rebbe Akiva. All these people eventually got the Messiah from Rebbe Akiva. The Amar who says that Adam Makne Davar Shel Bal Oilam, who is the original of the Shita, he's the Makar for the Shita, who holds that a person could make a chalais, he could be makna something which doesn't yet exist. So now for the next amud and a half or so, the Gemara is just going to go through each one of these Amorayim that Rav Nachman Bar Yitzchak mentioned, who as holding like his Rebbe, as his Rebbe, as his Rebbe, as that say that Adam makna davar shel balaylam, and we're just going to show where do we find in Shas such an idea. Where do we find the Rav Huna holds like that? Where do we find the Rav holds like that? The Rav Yana holds like that? Where do we find the Rav Chiya and all, so on and so forth? Where do we find that all these different Amorayim and Tanayim that they hold Adam makna davar shel balaylam? We'll start this list on today's shir, and Bez Hashem will conclude it in the following shir. So says the Gemara, going through this list, that Rav Huna mahi, where do we find that Rav Huna holds Adam makna davar shel balaylam? Didmar, it was stated, Hamaycher peiros dekel lechaveiro. So a person is selling palm trees, palm fruits, the fruits of a palm tree to his friend, and Amrav, meaning the fruits that don't yet exist. He's saying the fruits that will come, so I'm selling those to you. So Amrav Huna says, Rav Huna, that ad shaloi ba'u la'ilam, until the peiros are born, before they actually get produced, so yachol lachzer bay. So any of the tutsadim, they could be chayzer on the sale. They so he sold peiros that don't yet exist, so until the fruits come out into existence, so either one could be chayzer on the sale because the fruits aren't here yet. However, mishabayu la'ilam ein yachol lachzer bay. Once the peiros are produced, so then already nobody could back out on the sale. So even though the sale was made at the time that the peiros didn't exist, even though it was made on a davar shlo bala ilam, the sale itself, the kinyan, was made at a time that the peiros were loy bala ilam, it doesn't matter. Rav Huna holds other makna davar shlo bala ilam, the sale is chal. Just until the fruits are here, so anyone could back out. Once the fruits are here, so then nobody could back out. Rav Nachman Amar, Rav Nachman's chaylek, he says that no, af mi shabo la ilam yachol achzer bay, that even when the fruits are produced, anybody could back out because of the makna davar shel balaylam. However, says the Gemara, that Amrav Nachman Maidina, I admit to you that the ishamet v'achol, if the buyer would go and eat some of the fruits and the meicher and the seller didn't say anything and only now afterwards he's saying that, no, wait a second, I want to back out, so then lo mafkinan minei, we're not going to make the buyer, or the person who thought he was the buyer, we're not going to make him pay for the fruits that he ate already. Rashi Bav Metzia explains, because that's already a mechila. The fact that the seller didn't back out yet at that point means that he's being meichel, whatever it is that the buyer ate, even if it's mechila b'tais, but mechila b'tais, have a mechila, fine, that's above a metzia sugya. Al kopanim al yanenu, you see that Rav Huna holds it, adam akna davar shel balaylam, and therefore once the fruits are produced, so then no one could back out, because even though the sale was done at the time that it was lo balaylam, adam akna davar shel balaylam. And we said that Rav Huna holds, he got the shita from his Rebbe Rav. So Rav, says the Gemara, where do we know that Rav holds Adam Makna Davar Shel Balaylam? The Amar Rav Huna, Amar Rav. Rav Huna quoted his Rebbe Rav, that the Aimer Lechaveroi Sada Zu. A person says to his friend, oh, this field, you want to buy it? I have a bridge to sell you. You want to buy the Brooklyn Bridge? Okay, great, I'm going to sell it to you. Sada Zu, I'm going to go buy it from the person who owns it. You should know, he's very honest, this guy. I don't really own this house. I don't own this field. I don't own this field. It's not mine, but I'm going to go buy it. If you're going to pledge, if you're going to promise to me that you're going to buy it for this price, we'll make a kinyan on it, you'll buy it for a set price, I'll go get it for cheaper from the guy who actually owns it. You don't know who the owner is, I guess. I'll go get it from the owner, I'll get it for cheaper, and then I'm going to sell it to you. So he says, Sada zu shani lekeach, this field that I'm about to buy, I'm going to go buy it. Lisha ekhena kenuya lach me'achshav. When I buy it, it should be sold to you right now. So he's making a kinyan, he's coming to sell something which is not yet his. The halacha is, his kana, the sale goes through. So you see that Rav holds, Adam makna davar shel balaylam. Rabbiane krebchia, and Rabbiane holds it krebchia, meaning both Rabbiane and Rav Chiya also hold that Adam Makna Davar Shel Balaylam. Where do we see that Rav Yani holds like that, and that he got it from Rav Chiya, who also holds that Adam Makna Davar Shel Balaylam? The Rabbi Yanai, says the Gemara story, the Rabbi Yanai, Havale Arisa. Rabbi Yanai had a certain sharecropper who worked Rabbi Yanai's field, and he gave the sharecropper a certain percentage of whatever it is that was produced, a third, a half, whatever it was. He gave the sharecropper a certain percentage of whatever it is that he worked. And this sharecropper was very close to Rabbi Yanai, he loved Rabbi Yanai, and the Havamaisi Lekanta de Peiri called Miley Shabsa. He used to bring Rabbi Yanai a basket basket of fruit every single Erev Shabbos as a present to Rabbi Yannai, not the fruits from Rabbi Yannai's fields, it seems, not Rabbi Yannai's own fruits, a basket of fruits that were belonged to the sharecropper, they weren't Rabbi Yannai's, and the sharecropper would gift it to Rabbi Yannai every Erev Shabbos. So it was the owned in the possession of the sharecropper, he would gift it to Rabbi Yannai every Erev Shabbos. Ahu Yayima, there was once an Erev Shabbos where Naga Levulay Asa, the sharecropper was very late, he was very delayed from coming, and it was getting close to Shkia. So Shakul Aser Miperi the Beisei Elayu. So what Rabbi Yannai did, he was concerned that maybe the sharecropper is only going to bring the fruits on Shabbos, and you're not allowed to take off Trumas and Maisers on Shabbos. It's Eser the Rabbanon. You don't take off Trumas and Maisers, the Mechzik and Mesakin. You don't take off Trumas and Maisers on Shabbos. So Rabbi Yannai was concerned the sharecropper is only going to come, it's going to be too late, he's not going to be able to eat the fresh basket of fruits. So he took some fruits from his house, and Shakul Aser Miperi the Beisei Elayu, and he took off Maiser from using the fruits that he had in his house for this future basket of peiros that were going to be his. So they weren't yet his. It was a davar shobal olam, and he took off Maiser for those future basket of fruits. Lamaisa afterwards, he wasn't so confident that he did the right thing. So also lekami de Reb Chiya. So he came. It seems like this was the next day, maybe Shabbos morning or maybe sometime later. He came to Reb Chiya and Amar Lei. And he says to Reb Chiya that, and he asks Reb Chiya, did I do the right thing? So Amar Lei, so Reb Chiya says back to Reb Yannai that Shapir Avadita, that you should know, yes, you did the right thing. It was permitted to take off Maiser, even off something which is low Bala Ilam, because a person can make a Chalais on something which is low Bala Ilam. So you see, that's both Reb Yannai Shita, who did it, and Reb Chiya, who agreed to Reb Yannai that he did the proper thing, that you're allowed to make a, you're able to make a Chalais, even on something which is low Bala Ilam. Now, when Reb Chiya told this psak to Reb Yannai, so he brought a brayse, he brought even a pasuk in the Torah to support his shita. The Tanya, Rabbi Chiya said to Rabbi Yannai, and I'll prove it to you from a brayse. We learned in a brayse, the brayse is dashing a pasuk that we had in this week's parasha and parashas Re'eh, describing Trumas and Maisers, and the Torah says that Laman Tilmad Liyiras Hashem Elokecha Kol Hayamim, and you take off Trumas and Maisers, and you're through this mitzvah, you're going to learn to fear Hashem, to be aware of Hashem, Kol Hayamim, all of the days. Says the Braisa, what does it mean? Kol Hayamim? Elu Shabbosos v'yamim Taivim. It's referring to Shabbosos and Yamim Taivim, that on Shabbosos and Yamim Taivim, you learn to fear Hashem. Rashi explains that what it means is that you should be careful about Trumas and Maisers so that you should enjoy Shabbos and Yom Tov. Be careful to take off Trumas and Maisers that you should enjoy Shabbos and Yom Tov. Now says the Gemara, Lamai Hilchasa, what's the Torah coming to say? That you should even take off Trumas and Maisers because Einik Shabbos, Ainig Yom Tov, Simchas Yom Tov is so important, so you should take off Trumas and Maisers. It sounds like almost like you're doing something which is not typical, but you're allowed to do it in order to enjoy Shabbos and Yom Tov. This is the way Rashi explains the Gemara, that the way the Brayse is darshing the Pasuk is that you could do something that's not typical in order to have extra Einik Shabbos and Yom Tov. So what's this thing that the Torah is coming to tell you that you're allowed to do? L'may Hilchasa. What's the Torah saying that you're allowed to do? If you're going to say it means that you're allowed to take off Maaser on Shabbos and Yom Tov in order to eat the peiros, it's Chukra, the Mishrei total the Rabbanon. Of course you could take off Trumas and Maisers on Shabbos, because Trumas and Maisers on Shabbos, Midaraisa, is you're allowed to take off Trumas and Maisers. It's only total the Rabbanon, it's only Nisa the Rabbanon. So would I have a Pasuk in the Torah telling me that you should be careful and even take off Trumas and Maisers on Shabbos? It's, of course you could take off Trumas and Maisers on Shabbos, because there's no Isra Midaraisa to take off Trumas and Maisers on Shabbos. Elalav Kei Gavna, says Ravashi, must be referring to a case like this, where even though you don't yet have the fruit, you could take it off on a davar shalbala ilam, being that you know it's coming your way, so you could take it off on a davar, you could take off Trumas and Maisers on a davar shalbala ilam. That was Rav Chiya's right from the Braisa. Al Kapanim and Yanenu, you see that both of them hold Adam Makna davar shalbala ilam. We'll just continue the story, a fascinating conclusion to the story. Amar Lei, so Rabbi Yannai says to Rav Chiya, you're telling me I did the right thing, I took off Trumas and Maisers, but you should know I'm a little bit concerned. I was shown in a dream. dream, the pasuk kane ratzitz. I was shown the words kane ratzitz, that a reed that has lines on it. My lav hachi ka'amrili, weren't they telling me as follows? They were coming to hint to me in the dream the pasuk which says hine batachta lacha meshenes hakane haratzitz hazeh, that this is when Sancheirav was giving musar to Chizkiya for relying on the Melech Mitzrayim. He says you're being saimich on him like you're like a person who uses a splintered cane as a crotch, as a support, a splintered reed as a cane is not going to hold the person up. A reed is very flimsy. So Rabbi Yane understood his dream when he was shown Kana Ratzatz. He understood his dream that the dream was telling him that you're relying on something which is very flimsy. You're relying on a reed which is something which doesn't stand, and you did the wrong thing. So isn't that what the dream was telling me? So Rabbi Chiya said back to him that, well, you know, you misunderstood the dream. Hachi ka'amri lach. This is what they were telling you in the dream. That kane ratzot lo yishboru, fish tekeya lo yichabena. It's referring to a different pasuk that describes a kane as being something which doesn't break. Kane ratzot lo yishbar. Because another quality of a reed, because it's flimsy, is that it doesn't break very easily. And what the dream was telling you is that you were relying on a kane which doesn't break, meaning that you had good support. You were relying on something which was good, that you were able to take off the chumas and maestras. Gopanim, a fascinating ending to the dream. Something we'll discuss as the Hashem in the Reis al Halacha at the end of the week, whether or not a person is able to be saimich on a dream for matters of Halacha. Because here it seems that Rabbi Yana and Rabbi Chiya were coming to learn Halacha from the dream. Rabbi Yana wanted to learn Halacha one way, Rabbi Chiya was telling him that's not the Pshan in the dream, really the Halacha is this way. But it seems like they were learning Halacha from a dream. And that's an interesting Shaila. Could a person learn Halacha from a dream? There's a Shuvah Sefer from one of the Rishayim, one of the Bali Ataisis, that actually he records Halachas that he learned from dreams. This will be a fascinating discussion that we'll discuss Bezal Hashem and the Raisal Halacha at the end of the week.